My goal is really to show you how to build an underdog pentagram without you having to operate it, okay?
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
So, again, it's easy. It might seem easy to me here, like that I'm the person on top of the hill, but I'm telling you what, like I'm just at the front of the classroom. I'm just teaching this. I'm just a couple steps ahead of you guys. And so it wasn't that long ago that I myself was a struggling small business owner, just experiencing the daily grind of entrepreneurship. And my goal, right? Just kind of like most of you guys, this is like trying to create a path to financial freedom. And so I just wanted to prove that I had this crazy idea in my head. How can I take it from here and put it into the real world? And so I actually found entrepreneurship, not because I really wanted to. I didn't really have a choice. And so I was working at a big box gym my first 2 years out of school. Think like 24-hour fitness, right? I was a personal trainer there. And I actually had visions of working there forever. Like I'm someone who's actually very loyal. I'm very connected to people. Like I will stick with somebody for a very long time. And my vision was actually just move my way up into management. I loved the gym. I loved where I was working. And my goal was to actually just run the gym. And so it was at that moment though, again, about 2 years in with my boss, his name was Josh Palmer. He was actually denied further advancement. He was trying to get some ownership and he'd been with the company for 10 years. It took them from, you know, a small location to this huge, it's like a 15 or 20,000 foot location. It's a big gym. And once they denied his opportunity to buy in and to like have further advancement in the company, again, he had already spent over a decade. I was like, okay, my dreams, I saw them crumble right before my eyes. I was like, I am just a warm body here. I'm just feeling a spot. Okay. And so, it was one of those realizations. It was one of those subtle things. Again, it didn't directly happen to me, but I could see somebody who was that valuable to the company that they weren't going to give him the opportunity. Like the chances of me getting the opportunity were very, 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 very low. And so I started looking around, right? And again, my first goal was actually not to go start my own company. I was like looking around for another company to work for. But Bozeman is a relatively small town, only about 50,000 people. And so the opportunities for what I was looking for were far and few between. There wasn't any other bigger fitness centers in the area. Everything else were like CrossFits or yoga studios or Pilates studios. And just there was nothing there that fit my vibe when I was looking for it and my vision as well. So I eventually came to the conclusion that I was gonna have to start my own gym, right? And I did it reluctantly because like I didn't have any experience. I didn't have any exposure to the business world like whatsoever. Like neither of my parents were entrepreneurs. My mom was a dental hygienist for 20 plus years. My dad was about as opposite of entrepreneur as you could be. He was active duty Air Force for 29 years. It's one of the reasons that we moved around so much is because they tell us where to go, where to live, where we could what his shifts were and all that stuff for 29 years. And so my desire to actually create this environment for my clients though, and to create a business and do something for myself, like that desire, it trumped this little scaredy bear voice in my head of like, Logan, you have no experience in entrepreneurship. You have no reason that you should be an entrepreneur. And so I just knew that I wanted something bigger and I wanted freedom. Right. And so I ended up leaving the big box gym in 2013, only about 2.5 years after I started working there. And so fast forward another 2.5 years, I was struggling. Like I said, like this is me when I was struggling. I was 2.5 years into starting my business and I had never made more than $60,000 in revenue in a year, right? So keep that in mind. That's like less than $5,000 a month. I was the definition of just getting by. And I'll tell you what, every single day, my optimism for making it big and for creating this huge, amazing business, it was falling really, really fast. And so I realized I needed help, right? And that call for help, it was answered by an ad. And I was sitting in my little 300 square foot office at my gym. And this ad, it just stopped me in my tracks. And it was really simple. It really said one simple thing. It said, I will fit your gym in 30 days and I will do it for free. And I got like this in my chair and I was like, okay, let's see what this is about, right? This is an interesting offer. And so I applied to get more information. And yeah, it was 2 days later, I was sitting on Katie's bedroom floor. So the same Katie who you guys see in here, my wife, Katie, at the time, she was actually just my girlfriend. We didn't even live together. And I was sitting on her bedroom floor. It was a Saturday morning. And I had tears like coming from my cheeks. And I had this fear and anxiety from the decision I had literally just made just moments earlier. And I had just committed $10,000 to this stranger I met from this ad to make this dream of entrepreneurship, of making it big, for it to come true. Well, very fortunate for me, that stranger turned out to be a guy named Alex Hermosi. And over the next 30 days, I was able to turn that $10,000 into $50,000. And I still have that feeling with me today of gratitude and just so blessed that the opportunity was there and that I found the courage to act on it and just to follow through with it. It was, you know, it was one of the hardest 30 days of my entire life. I grew more than I ever have in that time frame, but I still can feel those moments of gratitude for that opportunity. And even more grateful though for the next 8 months, where I was very fortunate to be in the right place at the right time. One of the very first people who went through Alex's program, and we ended up developing a closer relationship over the next 8 months. And when he presented the opportunity for me to work for him and work for this company that had changed my life so much, like, I honestly didn't need a ton of convincing. So I ended up taking two jobs for Alex. And from those two jobs, I ended up getting one really unexpected benefit. And so the first job I took with Alex was replacing him on what was called the daily call. And so the daily call was an hour-long support call that happened every single day. It was Monday through Friday. And the call started out really, really simple. He would ask everybody for their numbers. And so the numbers were, how much did you spend on ads? How many leads did you get? How many of those leads did you schedule? How many of those leads showed up to your gym? And how many of those shows did you actually close? And what was the total dollar amount that you made that day? And that's how it all started out. And then eventually from there, it got more into people asking questions on strategy and, you know, talking about meal plans and talking about hiring questions, everything, right? And so Alex was the one who did those calls for, you know, the first couple of years of Gym Launch. And I was very humbled at the opportunity to actually take those over from Alex. So he flew me out to, at the time, he's living in California, spent a couple of days with him. It was like right before Thanksgiving of 2017. And it was much nicer in California than it was in Montana. And he kind of walked me through some of his decision-making filters. And that was my job. It was getting to provide support for these 1,000+ gym owners on this day of the call every single day. So super grateful for the opportunity. I learned so much by teaching on that call. And that was what I really got out of that. The second position I got was a high ticket closer. And so the way that Alex's program worked, he actually had two programs. He had his front end program, which was called Gym Launch. And what it did is it gave gym owners the opportunity to experience his program for 16 weeks. And this was his marketing sales system. And so after those 16 weeks, they converted into his continuity program, which was called Gym Legacy. And Gym Legacy was actually a 3-year commitment. And so this was over $100,000 sale. And that was the one I sold. So I got the benefit of learning how to sell $100,000+ programs. And again, it was an experience and it was really fun because I had already committed that to myself that as a client. And so for me to sell to somebody else, I found it to be easier because if I already made the commitment with my money, it was easier for me to convince somebody else to put their money down because I saw the value in it as well. Again, both positions were so amazing. Did that for a couple of years, over 2 years, I did that for Alex. And then along the way, though, I got a really unexpected benefit. And that benefit was experiencing how a $30 million company was built literally from zero. Because when I came in Alex's program as one of his first 5 clients, like, the company was literally at zero. And by the time I got done with it, they were doing almost $3 million a month, which again is over $30 million a year. And it was just a really cool thing that I didn't even think about when I accepted those two positions. And so I got to be part of all the team meetings. I got to be part of like the team experiences. I got to be part of like the team meetups and the events. And I got to interact with Alex and Layla and do one-on-ones with both those individuals. And it was cool to see not only how they operated, you know, to the public, but how they operated to the team, which is like just a different animal in itself. So hopefully you guys are excited, because tonight I'm really going to share with you the three frameworks I learned while helping them build this $30 million company and how you can use these frameworks in your $1 million cleaning business.
If you're a cleaning business owner or want to launch a cleaning business, I did a free masterclass on how to build a $1 million cleaning business, even if you have zero experience. So if you want to learn more, go to logansCleaningCo.com to create your free account. Hope you enjoy it.